once again, not every message I have is for everybody.
You can outwork anybody.
It has to be in your brain. And a lot of people don't want to go there.
It's about what you're saying to yourself, but it also comes at work. So whenever I was getting beat down, physically, mentally, spiritually, whatever I was going through, just saying, you know, I would put, you know, you can't hurt me.
If you want to be great, you want to be the best ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody because you're going to be so obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes.
That's the truth.
It takes every second of your life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of people. It is. But if you want to go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you do, you have arrived. When you are misunderstood to the point where people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the gym at 1 o'clock in the morning? You just got through doing an op for 13, 14 hours at the Ranger School, man, at the gym. What is wrong? You will never understand what is wrong with me. And that's why I'm so glad you don't, because I'm in the right spot. When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive where people are like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? I don't want to talk to you, man, because you're not going to get it.
Once we achieve something, we celebrate for a long years time. And we wonder, why don't I have drive anymore? Where's it all at? If you don't develop a routine of suffering, and suffering is not like go out and kill yourself every day, it's being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That keeps you hungry every day. If you live in your victories for so long and say, I'm gonna go challenge myself for 30 days or for 2 weeks or run this one marathon, and it ends, I did one marathon. Okay, that's why it leaves you. It leaves you because you haven't set up the next obstacle. Obstacles is how you grow. You must continue to have friction. Friction is where growth is at. With no friction, there's no growth. You have to call yourself out. If you're fat and you're f***ed up, I want to hear that. I don't want to hear you tap dancing around. And a lot of people don't want to go there. They don't want to talk about their childhood. They don't want to talk about their past. They don't want to get to the root of the problem. And then they go, why am I not getting better? Because there's a lot of shit in there you haven't dealt with, brother. You know, people go to the gym, like for instance, going through any kind of special operations school. These people go to the gym, they get big, they get jacked, they can run fast, all that shit. But the only thing they're doing is they're coding over the mind. All you're doing is building a bigger, stronger quitter. Your mind hasn't gotten any stronger because you haven't gone back in there and dealt with shit. So the second adversity comes, like, my God, I'm so fit. What's wrong? Your mind is still soft. I want to make sure that when I'm dead and gone, that I wring that wash rag out, and that wash rag is my soul. And I also believe that we're going to end up one day meeting a maker, if you believe in one. And I believe that maker knows everything about you. Everything about you. Knows I was going to be here and talking to you. Knows everything. But you also have a choice to make. You have a choice to make. We have choices. And the one thing that scares me to death in my life is getting to heaven and not being what I was supposed to be. And I believe that God has a chart. And he looks at the chart and he puts it in front of you and you get to heaven. And he says, hey, this is what you're supposed to be. And one of my biggest fears in life was to see that chart and not have every block checked off. You know, I want to make sure that I'm constantly pursuing whatever it is I'm pursuing just to be the best. I'm just constantly grinding myself into a fine powder. You have to be on a constant reminder. Almost like how you put a reminder on your phone, 15 minutes, you got this. That has to be in your brain. You've done too much. Stop. And what happens in life is that we start to see our lives become so successful. We're making money. We're doing this. We're doing that. I want more. I want more. I push harder. I'm all about pushing hard. Don't get me wrong. I'm all about it. But to push as hard as you can, you have to be mindful of the machine that's pushing. It is going to end up dying.
And then it takes years to get it back. So you lose that time. That time is gone. You know, I lost 5 years of, I could be crushing it. Where now I'm just now back to crushing it, realizing, God, man, I learned the hard way. Let's believe sometimes the only way to learn.
I found most people don't know who they are. They really don't. You ask the average person who they are, they'll give you their name. They'll say, I'm Bob Proctor, but I'm not. Bob and Proctor are two words. My parents give them to me. They're called names, but it's not me. It's my name. Then somebody will say, well, this is me, but this isn't me either. It's my body. Like, you never phone down here to the studio and say, body won't be in today. It's sick.
Okay.
You know, we don't say am hand or am leg. It's my hand, my leg, my body, my name. Who am I? Well, that's an interesting question. Mm-hmm. And I believe if a person will start to study that and look for the answer, they'll find it. See, I think we live simultaneously on three planes of understanding. We're okay. Spiritual creatures, we have an intellect, and we live in physical bodies.
Okay.
But because we lack awareness or understanding of who we are, we're totally locked into a physical world, and we let things outside of us control us. 95% of the population are reacting to life. They're not really living at all. Success is a funny word. Nightingale had a great definition for it. He said a person's successful if they know where they are and they know where they're going and they're progressively moving in that direction. He said that success was the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. Anyone that has a goal and they're moving towards it, they're successful. Most people think that you're successful if you have a lot of money. Quite often you have a lot of money if you're successful, but it isn't. I wouldn't say Mother Teresa has a lot of money.
Okay.
You know, but she's a pretty successful lady.
The impact I want to have in the world is for everybody to be able to face who they are. I want to have that kind of impact where you can go on TV. You can put your life on a billboard. You're not ashamed of who you are. You're not ashamed of what life made you, what you helped life make you. All that shit, all that bad that's now in this big pot that's stirring. You're no longer ashamed of it. You realize we're all fucked up. Stop judging yourself against other fucked up people who have hidden it better than you. That's all they've done. They've mastered better than you have, and now they're flipping it back on you and saying you're fucked up. I want you to realize that this world, life, is one big head game. And once you learn to play the head game, it's no longer a game anymore at all.
See, if you're playing it safe, you're not going to win. If you're playing it safe, like that old saying, better to be safe than sorry, well, that's a bunch of crap. It's not better to be safe than sorry. It's by trying things that you figure out how far you can go. You got to get outside the box. Like it's reported, Edison tried 3,000 ways before he built the incandescent light. He said he didn't fail 3,000 times. He said there was 3,000 different steps to building a light bulb. Well, there's different steps to get to where you're going. And I really do treat winning and losing exactly the same. I do not let it upset me. The idea of losing never enters my mind. See, I have worked with giants. I had the good fortune of working with Sir Edmund Hillary. He was the first man to stand on top of the world. And I worked with him on three different occasions. And the only difference in Ed Hillary and Bob Proctor is in his size. Now, he's gone now, but he was a big man. And he shook hands with me, his hand wrapped right around mine. I felt like a dwarf, you know. And in talking to him, like it never entered his mind he wouldn't get to the top of the mountain. But he failed in 1951, he failed in 1952. It wasn't until 1953 that he got to the top of the mountain. Now, people had died for centuries trying to do that. But he said, I knew if I could see it in here, I could hold it out here. You can see it in your head, you can hold it in your hand. And that's right. And if you're not prepared to lose, you're never going to win because you're always playing it safe. And there's no reward in that.
Everything I didn't want to do is what got me to where I'm at today. I believe all of us humans have an equation like, you know, pi is 3.14. That's how you solve for that equation. Every human being has a different equation. And there's not like some cookie cutter book of, hey, read this book and you'll be fixed. No, you gotta figure out your own personal equation. And once you figure out that equation, you now become a mathematical genius about yourself.